Hi there, it's Ed here with a short message before we start the pod this week. Did you know that our most informed investors get insights, articles and investment ideas from Tom, me and the team sent directly to them via email, and it is completely free. You can join them. Just subscribe at fidelity.co.uk/newsletters. In the markets this week, European shares are steady in the face of political uncertainty. UK investors eye interest rate updates, and Asian shares suffer after weaker Chinese data. Interest rates in the UK and further fallout from EU elections last week were the focus for investors as the week got underway. Markets were generally steady in Europe on Monday morning. The Euro Stoxx 50 rose 0.76% in early trading to recover some of the ground lost last week. Nonetheless, it is still around 3% below its level prior to the results of European Parliament elections 8 days ago, when Eurosceptic and anti-immigration parties scored big gains. Markets have reacted negatively to the prospects of more protectionist political leadership in Europe, and particularly in France, which returned significantly more far-right MEPs to Strasbourg and which will now vote in national polls after President Emmanuel Macron called a surprise general election there. The right-wing National Rally Party narrowly leads in the French polls, and the outcome of the vote, which begins on June 30th, is highly uncertain at this stage. That uncertainty has been felt in both French share and bond markets. The CAC 40 index of leading French shares suffered its worst week since March 2022 last week, while French government bonds have also been falling. The margin between 10-year interest rates on French and German bonds last week reached its biggest spread since 2017. That is potentially a problem in the single currency bloc, leading to some speculation that the European Central Bank could intervene to support French government bonds. That is not currently on the agenda, however, as confirmed in an anonymous briefing by ECB policymakers to Reuters this morning. In the UK, the FTSE 100 rose in early trading but was about level by mid-morning on Monday. The attention for UK investors this week will be the Bank of England, which meets to decide interest rates on Thursday. No change is expected, but markets will be looking for any indication that the bank will or will not follow through with a rate cut in September. That's what markets are currently expecting. There will be further data to help them make that judgment on Wednesday this week, when UK inflation data is due. A further fall is expected, bringing the headline rate of price rises back down to the Bank of England's 2% target, somewhere it hasn't been in almost 3 years. If that happens, it will mean rates sitting some 3.25% above the level of inflation. That's good news for cash savers, but will only add to the pressure on the bank to relieve the strain on indebted households. Rates in the US were held last week, despite inflation there falling by slightly more than expected. That has firmed up expectations that one rate cut will be enacted later this year. Comments from Fed officials this week have anchored December as the expected month. Elsewhere in the world, Asian markets have suffered a bumpy start to the week after China reported its factory output slowing in May, and with its property market still showing signs of stress. Chinese factory output fell 5.6% in May, the government there has reported, which was below analysts' forecasts. Retail sales rose just 4.1% in the first 5 months of the year. Meanwhile, property investments in China fell 10% in May from a year earlier, while home prices in major Chinese cities fell 3.2% and property sales plunged 30.5% year on year. Also in focus this week is oil, which has been gaining price for around 2 weeks. A barrel of Brent crude has risen from around $78 on June 7th to $83 today. The backdrop for oil has been improving, mainly thanks to rising forecasts for demand as the summer progresses. That's it for today. Have a great week.
Please be aware the value of investments and the income from them can go down as well as up, so you may not get back what you invest. This information does not constitute investment advice and should not be used as the basis for any investment decision, nor should it be treated as a recommendation for any investment. Investors should also note that the views expressed may longer be current and may have already been acted upon. Reference to specific securities should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell these securities and is included for the purposes of illustration only. Fidelity Personal Investing does not give personal recommendations. If you are unsure about the suitability of an investment, you should speak to an authorised financial advisor. This podcast may not be reproduced or circulated without prior permission. It is meant for UK residents and does not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction in which it may be unlawful to make such an offer or solicitation. No statements or representations made in this podcast are legally binding on Fidelity or the recipient. Issued by Financial Administration Services Limited, authorised and regulated in the UK by the Financial Conduct Authority. Fidelity, Fidelity International, the Fidelity International logo and F symbol are trademarks of FIL Limited.